95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, and Josh from SR Parade. Morning Hog Brew Review is what we're doing in the midst of this happy hour on Friday.
All right.
Hey, it's Friday, man. You're supposed to loosen up a little bit, maybe have a drink or two. We have got the variety that you need from our friends up north at Sam Adams.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
Boston specifically.
So that variety pack, we just started off with Wicked Easy.
Right.
We're going to move on to Wicked Tropical IPA.
Okay.
To my knowledge, this is not available by itself, especially in our area.
Are we all about to have a first-time beer?
We are.
Whoa, first-time beer.
So I'm looking forward to this one.
I like this.
That makes at least two of us.
Okay.
Just
Wicked Tropical.
We can make
now,
it.
Now, the Wicked Hazy we get, it's a little unfiltered. This also looks like it might have the same sort of natural.
Yeah, these are all going to be hazy IPAs, yeah. New England style IPA.
Smells super hoppy.
Yeah, I feel like I am on a Hawaiian island right now. Somebody has just laid me. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
And then they gave me a beer.
Wow.
So 6%. Massive amount of flavor.
Wow.
Yes.
Massive amount of tropical flavor.
Yes, I was going to say very floral.
So there's going to be your hops.
It's all in the hops.
It's saying you're getting some flavors of like papaya and coconut, but I don't think those are necessarily flavors they have added. I think they're playing some hop games here with us.
Yep.
A little bit.
So this is the weird thing. There's no fruit in here. But you taste fruit. It's the magic of the hops.
Oh yeah, I got the coconut.
Did you get that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the coconut too.
Let it sit.
But knowing that it's not the actual flavor, coconut, I'm super happy.
That's fantastic.
It's faux coconut or faux-conut.
Faux-conut.
You can write that down. Yeah. Google that. Trying to get that in the dictionary. I almost thought we had to get bleep. Can I say it? Let me try it again.
Hey.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. But this is great, and it is a reminder again that hops are it's science, man.
I mean, when you get those combinations of the right hops, you get the flavors you want.
Yeah.
It's always fun to just get stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. And this one's a 6. Did you say
6%?
Okay.
So not bad.
All right.
But we're moving our way up the ladder on the ABV scale for sure.
Hold hands with this one for a minute. I like it a lot.
Who, you and me?
Well, we could. I mean,
you could just sing just the two of us
again.
Drink,
let me drink during it. Yeah, that actually helps it. Yeah, yeah, it helped a lot. That's good.
Is that a tear?
Okay. Yep. No, it's a tattoo we got in prison.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's next?
So, we're going to go with the classic Wicked Hazy.
Okay.
Like I said, hazy IPAs are also known as New England IPAs.
New England, or Juicy.
Juicy, exactly.
Yep. Now, is that like some sort of a term that they coined the phrase? Is that a Sam Adams?
They did not. They were actually a little bit later on the bandwagon than some companies.
All right.
But I'll tell you what, they damn near perfected it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one I associate with. It's the one I hear that I just think Sam Adams. Mm. You know what I mean?
So this is a classic one. You'll find out there, 6-packs, 12-packs.
Yeah.
A little bit higher ABV, 6.8%.
I should point out, too, for those of you, maybe this is your first brew review, maybe you're just learning about this, the IPA is 100% my favorite beer. Steve, you're
number one.
So while Josh has to have a palate that embraces all of the beers, this is our wheelhouse right here. So this is like Christmas. This is Christmas in July, bro.
Christmas in July. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. That's wicked awesome.
It's a little hoppier.
So you get, like I said, a little bit more ABV, so a little bit more hop flavor.
Okay.
Luckily, none of that like really piney flavor.
No.
Almost like a pine tree, you know.
Is that the difference in the West Coast and the East Coast
hops?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the way it's brewed. Number one, it's unfiltered, but they're not using as many of those varietals that cause those piney flavors.
Okay.
More of these citrus notes, juicier, like you were saying earlier.
It is juicier for sure. Not fruit juicy, but juicier.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You are getting some fruit flavors in there, though.
Yeah, there's something in there going on. Okay. I mean, I dropped my gum in there. Get it out in a minute. That's probably what that is. But lesson learned for sure. If you're enjoying these beers from the variety pack, really, you want to try to space it out a little bit.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's always fun to go from lower ABV to higher. That way, you're not wrecking your palate as you're doing it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's why Josh is your own thing, man.
He's a beer scientist for crying out loud.
I'm not going to judge you if you go the other direction.
No, we're not going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
There's no anger in the brew review, unless you don't fill up another glass quickly, because I'm getting thirsty, bro.
All right.
One more in this?
One more.
Okay.
So this is Wicked Double.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you want the gong? You got it.
So we're going from, 4.7%, 6%, 6.8%. Now we're going to jump up to 8.3%.
Oh, wow. Really? This is also one of those that I assume is only in this variety pack?
No.
Oh! Look out!
just keep your eyes peeled. Check the website.
Oh, srproduct.com/beerfinder is what he's talking about right there.
Special shipments.
Okay, yeah.
So like I said, 8.3%. This is obviously going to be a little bit
now, this does
of a
not,
bigger beer.
It does not have a nose that says, look out. There's
no, it does not.
Mm-mm. So
very subtle.
Ooh.
If you didn't tell me 8, I wouldn't guess 8. Is this your first time having this too, Josh?
It is.
Oh, hello.
Mm.
Oh,
definitely sweeter.
I approve this message.
Not as hoppy.
Which is interesting for a double.
For a double, absolutely.
Yep. Correct.
You would think you would be getting more of an attack.
So one of the interesting flavor profiles that they have written down here, I thought was pretty interesting, is overripe bananas.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Steve just look what just happened. Look out. I mean, there is like a whole thing happening right now. Steve is, look how excited he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of excitement.
No one eats more bananas than Steve.
Really?
So overripe bananas is a flavor profile.
Right.
But they're not chucking bananas in this beer.
No, not at all. You know, there's a couple other flavors that they're saying are supposed to be in here as far as your strawberry jam and melon.
Wow.
It's always interesting to me when I have certain flavors I taste and I can't quite pinpoint it. And then you read it and you're like, that's it.
It brings it out, right? Yeah. You said melon. I was like, oh, yeah, melon. Yep. Got it. Got it.
I love my melons.
There's a slight amount of melon in there. That would be, I mean, again, this is not one of those beer science things where there's no fruit flying in this thing.
No,
this is
just it's just hop varietals and knowing what they're doing over there. See, certain malts.
This is probably why they have a private lab so they can do these things. Like, people won't believe that
I'm actually going up there in a couple weeks.
What?
And I've never been, so I'm pretty stoked.
Really?
Yep.
So are you going to Sam Adams headquarters?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And then they're taking us to a Red Sox game.
You what? Dirty dog. You
gonna be in Fenway, bro?
So jealous.
There's some perks occasionally on my job for
Oh
sure.
My God, he's going to Fenway, bro. Sound like Bob? I don't know. All right, so there's four. We had four Sam Adams beers. It's a variety pack. Steve, real quick. Four pack is 12 beers in a pack. Three apiece.
Thrice.
I'm so proud of you.
So
thank you.
And again,
just in general,
as you mentioned, one of those beers you're only getting in that
correct
in that variety pack.
Yep, that tropical for sure.
Okay. You can find those. I would imagine a lot of places.
Sam Adams is a lot of places.
Yeah.
Or check out the website.
Oh, srparrot.com/beerfinder. But don't find my beer. I'm holding this. All right. Well, now we'll jump into the weekend with new flavors. Hey, cheers to that.
Cheers. Actually, probably the same.